June 3rd, Jesus says, many ask me for a sign. What sign? A sign of the hour, a sign of my power. You already have the sign of the hour. I repeat, I have not come to change the law. It is you that have changed it. And I do not change my word. I said what I said. All that had to happen, from the moment I spoke, a man among men, until the moment I come, God the Son of God, to judge men, is contained in my gospel. It is you, fools with your heads full of a thousand useless noises and perverse thoughts, that no longer understand what I said. Are you not perhaps salted with fire, with that fire which shall salt my enemies eternally? This fire now burning you and descending upon you to destroy you, and lead you more and move to blasphemy, and heresy is nothing but a foretaste of what the fire will be which I am talking about, destined for the scandalous who are not converted. And you people belong to this group. You are concerned only about the body and unjust riches, and you trample on consciences and altars, and profane everything you touch, and you kill me in yourselves a second time. These are the gifts Lucifer, under whose sign you have placed yourselves, is able to give you. The beast breathes fire out of his mouth after having submerged you in the evil of corruption. These are his gifts. He can give you nothing else. Whereas I had given you, together with myself, all the treasures of grace. Do you want a sign of my power? But I have been giving you this sign for 20 centuries. What good has it been? I have opened upon you the torrents of my graces, and from heaven I have brought them down onto the earth in 1,000 and 10,000 miracles. I have cured your sick, subdued your wars, made your affairs prosper, responded to your doubts concerning matters of faith as well, for I know your weakness, which does not believe, if it does not see. I have come to repeat my doctrine. I have sent my mother, so that with her tenderness she would bend you to penance and love. What good has it been? You have treated me like an idiot, exploiting my power and my patience, convinced that, after having worked the miracle, I would no longer remember. No, sons and daughters of my pain, is not used to write therein, but the kindled coal of love. And my pain. Everything is recorded in the great book of my intelligence, everything is remembered. You have exploited the coming of my mother for human purposes, you have made it the object of wrangling and commerce. Don't you know that Mary is my temple, and my temple is a house of prayer, and not a den of thieves? Her words, so affectionate, so imploring, so tearful, for you that have killed her son, and you aren't even able to make such sacrifice bear fruit, have sounded for you like useless ditties. You have continued along your way of perdition. You have treated my messengers, the souls that, living as you should all live, have become my criers, to repeat once more the word of my heart, like madmen and obsessed people, and have sometimes killed them, always tortured them. I too, was called mad and obsessed by the adulterous and homicidal generation of my mortal time. The sign. You have the sign, and it is of no use, to give you back my fraternity. No other sign shall be given you. Seek it in my word, and in your consciences, that is, if you can still manage to find it alive under the heap of lusts, adulteries, fornications, thefts, murders, envies, blasphemies, and acts of pride by which you have stoned it to death. And the ascension. Before ascending I blessed my mother and my disciples. I had no others to bless, because the others had rejected and cursed me. Now too, I bless my disciples, because the others do not want me, and curse over my blessing. Footnote. On the typed copy, the writer noted in pencil, in response to a question by Marla. See June 24. See the dictation of June 2.